This is an executive summary of capital gains tax rates on investment property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The case for a 1031 exchange starts with the cost of not doing one. Selling appreciated investment property can trigger four layers of tax: federal capital gains, depreciation recapture, the net investment income tax, and state tax. And most investors underestimate the total because they think only of the headline capital gains rate. This guide lays out each rate, how the layers stack, how to calculate your effective rate, and how a 1031 exchange defers the whole thing. An outright sale of appreciated investment property can trigger four separate taxes. The headline is the federal long-term capital gains rate, but layered on top are depreciation recapture, the 3.8% net investment income tax, and state capital gains tax. Together they determine what you'd surrender by selling rather than exchanging. Understanding these rates is the foundation for deciding whether a 1031 exchange is worth it. The bigger your combined rate and your gain, the more an exchange differs, and the more compelling the strategy. The sections below cover each rate in turn, then show how they stack into an effective rate and how a 1031 changes the calculation. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.